It's happened again. Another epidemic is on our hands. People with incurable cancers are going to a special room, and the cancer, it's disappearing. It's epidemic. Next on this edition of It's Supernatural. Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter. It's happened again. Do you remember the last time we interviewed a man that had a special healing room? This is an email we received. His name is Rick Taylor. Someone saw Rick Taylor's show, and this is their story. What happened? It's amazing. This man, Bill, was dying of cancer. His son heard Rick on Sid's show and felt the Lord tell him to take his dad to the healing rooms. Bill could not walk far because of lack of energy. When they flew out, he had to be in a wheelchair through the airports. The son lives in New York. The father lives in Michigan. So last week, they both flew out here. That's to California. They both flew out here and received prayer for 2 days. The man felt symptoms leave as the teams prayed for him. Today, we received this email from him. Listen to this. You prayed for healing of cancer, heart, and ears. I've thrown away the hearing aids. My heart is much improved and is progressively getting better each and every day. It's very noticeable now that there's cold weather. I had blood tests today, and the nurses were so hyped about what I told them, they ran the test through on special, and guess what? Remember, this man had incurable, I mean incurable cancer. They are perfectly normal. No cancer at all. 3 weeks ago, the CEA levels were over 120. Today, they're 3. By the way, normal is 0 to 5. You get it? He is perfectly normal. Doctor said, no hope. Make your peace. But you know what? I have Jim White here right now, and you run a healing room in Cleveland. But the most amazing thing happened on this. You see, when the son called the father after the interview that I did with Rick Taylor, he said, Dad, I know you're going to be healed. Come out to California. And he said, well, come on now. We're in Detroit. It's not so easy. I'm not going to do that. But he said, I'll do a fleece. If my cat that's been gone for 6 months comes home, then I'll know I'm supposed to get on the plane and go. I mean, he's a dying man, you know? That night, after 6 months, this scrawny cat that looked had been in the worst fights shows up at his kitchen door. He said, I'm going. And he went. And as a result of going, there's something about showing that you believe. I mean, he went across the country, and the man is alive today. Now, the thing that's so amazing is in this place, Santa Maria, California, they have an epidemic of cancer healings. But in Cleveland, Ohio, where you have the same type of room, what's going on with incurable cancer type people?
Well, Sid, we have about 1/3 of the total amount of people who are coming into the healing rooms of Greater Cleveland to receive healing. 1/3 of that number are cancer patients. And the last time we checked, according to our records, 1/3 of that number are reporting back to us healings of cancer.
Did you get that? 1/3 of the cancer cases are getting healings of cancer. No, what kind of medicine do you give in this place?
We give prayer, healing prayer. It's odd that you ask what kind of medicine do we give in this place, because the healing rooms are situated in a medical building. We're surrounded by doctors, but instead of us prescribing medicine, we prescribe Jesus Christ, the healer of our bodies.
And you had cancer.
I was diagnosed with colon cancer about 1.5 years ago.
And a woman walks by that has a presence of God. You're telling me you could feel this tangible?
Yes, Sid. I was my wife and I were visiting the healing rooms in Spokane at that time, and as I was receiving prayer from a gentleman and his wife, there was a lady who was walking past us at the time down the hallway. I could literally feel the anointing for healing, if you will, flowing from this woman. And I stopped the process of being prayed for at that time. Not to say that I wasn't receiving anointed mm-hmm. prayer by those praying for me, but there was something special about this lady. Comes to find out that she herself had been healed supernaturally by the power of Jesus of AIDS.
There isn't a cure for AIDS. You do know that.
Well, there is a cure for AIDS, and it's the same cure for cancer, Sid. It's all found in not in the medical offices of the world, but it's found in the blood of Jesus Christ. He's the healer, and the Bible says by stripes we're healed.
So this woman's going by. What did you do? Tackle her?
I just yelled out the office, and I said, "Hey, excuse me, ma'am, could you come here for a second?" She turned around and came, and when she came in, I says, "You have a very special anointing on your life. I can sense that right now for healing. Would you lay hands on me and pray for me? I need a miracle." And she did. And when I got back home to Cleveland, my wife and I, when we walked in our house that very morning, May 16th, 2001, the phone was ringing, and it was the hospital calling to tell me not to eat anything that day because I had to be in the clinic the very next morning on the 17th.
For what purpose?
For more diagnostic testing, to find out what stage this cancer was in and how they were going to treat it. And I did go in, and the very next day, Sid, when I woke up in recovery, here's the doctor standing over me with my test results from previous, probably 2 months before mm-hmm. then, when they found out I had cancer, and he's telling me, he says, "Mr. White, these are the results of the cancer we found. We've went through you today with a proverbial fine-tooth comb, in a sense of speaking," and he says, "We can't find any cancer. How do you explain that?" And I looked at the doctor and I says, "There's but one explanation to the disappearance of cancer, and it's the power of God. I've been healed, and God has healed me."
So how does a medical doctor react to that?
This doctor didn't seem to be either or. He says, "Well, something's happened."
Outrageous. Something's happened. One third of the people that go to this place in Cleveland, Ohio, that have cancer, many of them incurable, one third of them are healed. Something powerful is going on. I want to find out more. Don't go away. Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter, here with Jim White. Now, Jim is just an ordinary person, but a power, an amazing supernatural power radiates from him and many people in his healing room, and they're being healed of everything you can imagine. But specifically, there's an epidemic of people being healed of cancer. One third of the people that walk in there are supernaturally, not through medical science, but through the power of God, supernaturally healed of cancer. I mean, this is so wonderful, but I want to find out how this man had this presence of God come on him. You were speaking in a church, and a man walks up to you and hands you a file. Tell me about that.
Sid, we were scheduled.
I mean, what's a file got to do with the presence of God?
We were scheduled to speak at a church one particular evening about 2 years ago. And my wife and I were walking in, we didn't really know anybody there, but we were invited there to be their speaker for the evening. We walked in. As we were walking in, an elderly man whom I've never met before approached me, tears coming down his face, hands me a blue file folder. And he looks at me and he says, "Jim White." I said, "Yes, that's who I am." He says, "God told me it's time that you have this." And he gave me the file folder. I never opened it and never read it, laid it on the front seat. And later that evening, I was up speaking. As I was up ministering to the people that were there that evening, I had this most awesome vision that I believe I've ever had in my life. And in this vision, this man, I saw this man, Sid, running into the sanctuary of this church. And he was dressed in Olympic running attire, and he was carrying this torch. And the torch was, the handle was very ornate looking, and engraved on the handle was the word healing. And it was burning with fire. And he passed this torch to me, never spoke a word, but just smiled. And he passed the torch to me and ran past me. And as I reached out to, I literally laid down my mic to reach down and receive this torch with looking at my wife thinking, you know, she's got to see this. Apparently no one was seeing this but me, and she was trying to get my attention as well. But this man ran past me after I took his torch, and I looked in the corner of the sanctuary, looked like what would be heaven, and this man ran right into it, and the vision left. And went home that evening, and I never opened that file folder, Sid. Friday night, all day Saturday, Sunday morning, waiting for my wife to finish getting ready for church. I was having a cup of coffee, and the Holy Spirit moved upon me to open that file and read it. When I opened it up, here was one piece of paper with a typewritten vision given to another minister who had passed away of colon cancer. Died of colon cancer a year, I think it was about a year before then. And when I opened up and read this vision, it was a vision for healing rooms in Cleveland, Ohio. Attached to it was a little post-it note which says, "By the time you read this, I will have died and went to heaven."
Very, very weird.
Very
you know
weird.
That. You realize that.
But he goes on and says, "But by the time you read this, I will have died and went to heaven, and the torch for this vision will have been passed to you. It's imperative that you run with it."
And you had just seen someone pass you a torch.
2 nights ago.
But then you decide to call the widow of the man that wrote this note.
Yes.
And what happened?
I had his wife's phone number, and that in itself was supernatural, mm-hmm. because a year and a half before then, while speaking at another church, someone walked up to me and says, "God told me to give you this." And I thought nothing about it, and normally I probably would have thrown something like that away. It was a phone number with someone's name on it whom I did not know. But I threw it, I had crumbled it up and tossed it in my desk drawer. And a year and a half later, the same morning after I read this vision, the Holy Spirit prompts me to go to my desk, and there's that number. And I pull it out, there it is. I call the lady, she's the widow of this man who passed away. And I leave her a detailed message 3 times that day. And never heard from her at all. She never called me back until the very next morning, Sid. And when she called me back the next morning, she says, "Jim, the strangest thing has happened. I apologize I didn't return your call yesterday. But when you called, I was at a camp ministering at a women's conference." And she says, "The strangest thing happened. While there, a woman whom I've never met before approaches me, takes my hands into her hands and says, 'Honey, God wants you to know that the vision he gave your husband for healing rooms in Cleveland, Ohio, have been passed as a torch into the hands of the next man. And you'll know who he is when you arrive home tonight.'"
And now, let me tell you something stranger than that. He gets a picture of this man who says the vision has been passed. And whose picture was it?
You know, Sid, I went to the post office about a month or two later, checking the mail. And when I opened, here was an envelope addressed to me, no return name or address on it, no letter in it, just a photograph. When I pulled this photograph out of the envelope, I looked at the picture and I was somewhat stunned, because that was the face of the very man who I saw in a vision run into the church where I was speaking that evening and pass me this torch for the healing of
How did you feel when you saw
it? I was shocked.
You saw it. I mean, that has got to be such mind-blowing, staggering. I mean, how's a human even take that?
I was stunned. And when I flipped the photograph over, there was this man's name. And I caught my eye because the last name was the last name of the woman whose phone number I had written on a piece of paper.
But even more important than that, this same presence has come on you that was on this man and many other people. Tell me a couple of things, some of your favorite physical healings you've seen fairly recently.
Yes, 1 year ago in February of next month, a year ago next month, there was a woman who came into the healing rooms there. She had been diagnosed with cancer of both lungs. It spawned 3 brain tumors in her brain and a 3-inch cancer tumor in her adrenal gland. I was leaving for Australia to speak at a conference, and just 3 or 4 days before leaving for this conference, I heard some commotion going on down at the end of the hall in the lobby of the healing rooms. I walked down the hall from my office, and here's this family standing around. They're laughing, they're crying, they're almost like in a party mode, and they have this manila envelope in their hands. And I said, can I help you? And they says, listen, we just received doctor's confirmation today from our loved one that she had lung cancer, brain cancer, and a tumor on her adrenal gland. Today, she has no cancer in her brain, no cancer in either of her two lungs, and the 3-inch tumor has shrunk to 1 inch, and the doctor says they've done a biopsy on it, and when they went to do the biopsy, it just disintegrated. It was a hollow form of growth. She has no cancer at all in her body today. When I called the lady to ask her if she could remember the names of the people on the healing teams who prayed for her, this was what I received on the phone, Sid. She says, oh, mister, I can't tell you who it was that prayed for me. I can only tell you who it was that healed me.
And isn't that really what God wants at these healing rooms? They're not looking to Jim White. They're looking to God. Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with Jim White. What happens if you're speaking in a congregation and they're expecting all sorts of miracles to happen and a woman comes up to you in a wheelchair? What happens?
Sid, that happened to us in November, just a couple of months ago. And while we were praying for the sick, this woman came up in her wheelchair. I walked over to her and I asked her name. She gave me her name and I asked her then, I says, how long have you been bound to this wheelchair? She began to cry and she says, I'm paralyzed from my waist down and I have not walked at all for 15 years. And I says, do you know that God wants to heal you tonight? And she says, but I can't walk. And I asked her, who told her that? She says, well, my doctor did. And I says, then I'm sure he's a fine doctor, but the good news is he's not the final authority in your life. God is. And God sent his son to not only die for the forgiveness of your sins, but for the healing of your body as well. We prayed for her, and all of a sudden she throws her Afghan off of her lap. I reached down and I raised the support plates that held her feet up off the floor, and I took her by the hand and I
wait,
said,
wait a second now. Did you know that she would be healed?
I knew it, Sid.
What do you mean you knew it?
I just knew it.
How did you know it?
I just knew it.
How did you know it?
Because the Word of God said so.
All right, so you knew it. So what happens if she doesn't stand up when you're doing this? You've had a grand slam full.
You know what? I didn't even take that into an account. To me, that wasn't an option because that night I just knew in my innermost being.
All right, so what happened?
I take her by the hand. She stood to her feet. She took one, two, three little baby steps. And I said, okay, I'm going to let go of you now. And I said, you're going to walk and you're going to walk fine. No atrophy in your muscles, no wobbling around. I want you to walk.
Wait a second. If you've been crippled for so long, paralyzed, not crippled, paralyzed, you do have atrophy. You can't walk. You know that.
In the physical, yes, but in the spiritual, I believe this woman was a candidate for a miracle. And that's exactly what she received that night, Sid. I let go of her hand. She began to walk all on her own. There were people gathering around to catch her because they knew she was going to fall, but they got a surprise. That woman walked just as well as you and I would have, all the way over to the platform, turned around and walked back and stood by her wheelchair. God healed that lady miraculously. Immediately, the faith meter in the place just explodes.
It is contagious.
It is very contagious.
So what happened?
So here come the other people who never responded to the invitation for healing prayer before. People with colds, back problems, so forth and so on. And I don't minimize that. When you're suffering, you need a healing. But there were people sitting there, one woman, for example, with portable oxygen tanks and hooked up through her nose, and she was suffering from a debilitating disease. She immediately gets up, comes forward with her family. I look at her and I'm thinking to myself, Sid, hey, God, if you can heal this woman out of this wheelchair, there's nothing in this place that you can't do tonight. So I looked at the woman and I says, take the oxygen off, turn it off, take the tubing out of your nose. God's going to heal you tonight.
You realize that if she does this and she's not healed, she's dead.
I didn't take that into an account either, Sid. To me, there was no option. Jesus is the healer. And you know what? She took it out of her nose. I hadn't even had a chance to pray for the woman. All of a sudden, she just, under the power of God, went down on the floor very, very softly, just was laying there as if God had just laid her down.
Yeah, and that thought didn't cross your mind, she was dead?
No, it did not.
Okay.
And as I was getting ready to pray for her, there she laid, and all of a sudden, she took one big gasping breath, and she began to cry aloud, oh my God, I can breathe. And this woman was miraculously healed that night by the power of Jesus Christ.
Other people healed that night?
Yes. There was another woman there who had a broken arm. And her arm was in an air cast. And her arm was swollen. And it was black and blue. And I looked at her and I says, what's wrong with your arm? She says, it's broken. And I'm having surgery next Tuesday to have rods and pins put in it. And I says, no, you're not. Take that air cast off of your arm. If God can heal the woman in the wheelchair, the woman hooked on oxygen, a broken arm is not going to be a big deal to God. She took her air cast off. I said, raise your arm in the name of Jesus and be healed. When she began to raise her arm, she paused and started crying, says, oh my God, it hurts. And I says, no, it doesn't. You're healed according to Scripture. Raise it up. And as if you had a puppet on strings, all of a sudden said, the woman's arm shot straight up in the air, and the swelling and the discoloration immediately goes out of her arm. She begins to squeeze her arm and hit it. No pain at all.
Listen, the faith level is so strong right now. The presence of God is pouring. Jim, pray right now.
I speak healing power of Jesus into every one of you who are watching by television today. In Jesus' name, I just speak right now to those of you who are suffering from cancer, that the cancer is disappearing. I see some of you now that you're searching where the tumor once was, but it's not there. That is no figment of your imagination. The fire that some of you sense, the sensation in your physical body right now, is no figment of your imagination. That's the presence of the supernatural power of God coming upon you in healing form. I speak to sicknesses and diseases that are raging in your body and in your life right now to go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the healer of our bodies today. And Father, let it flow right now. We take authority over the spirit of cancer in Jesus' name and serve a Holy Spirit eviction notice against you, cancer, and tell you that the blood of Christ is applied to these people. You have no say in the matter. You must go.
This is not religion. This is not tradition. This is reality. There's something inside of you that's saying, yes, this is real. But something more important than a physical healing is for you to have intimacy with God. There is no other name given unto men in which we can achieve this intimacy but the name of Jesus. Repent your sins. Make Jesus your Lord. And live. Get a life. His name is Jesus. You got it? I think they got it.
The doctors are seeing miracles and they're sending us patients. They're actually phoning us up from clinics and saying, you know, we've tried everything. There's nothing we can do.
Did you hear that? Doctors are sending their incurable patients so that he and his friends can pray for them. Wait till you find out about the angels that are showing up. Don't go away. Be right back after this.